Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina, and Lorraine Taylor is on the line. Now, Lorraine emailed me during the week, and from time to time, I do get emails from people saying, any chance to give this charity event a plug? I'm trying to raise money. I do my best to try and get as many people on that I can, but this one really kind of grabbed my attention. Because, Lorraine, you're doing this in aid of your late brother. Can you tell me a bit about this?
I am indeed. So, my late brother, my brother Stephen, died by suicide in March 2017. It was totally out of the blue and totally rocked and devastated our family. So in the aftermath of Stephen's passing, I linked in with an incredible support charity called Suicide or Survive, and I attended a one-day wellness workshop in Whitehall, and it was just an incredible day. So when I left, I decided that I'd like to have a wellness workshop like this in my own community. So I spent 2019 fundraising and was able to put on a workshop in Luttrellstown Community College for 40 people who were able to attend for free. So 2020 came along and I had intended doing some more fundraising to do the same. I'm sure we had cake sales and backpacking and all the rest lined up, but then COVID came along, so everything had to be rescheduled. So I just decided then to come up with a virtual fundraiser, the Wolf Run Challenge, because one of the tales that Suicide or Survive use in their training program is a tale about two wolves. I'm not sure if you know the tale of two wolves there, Trina.
I don't know. Tell me about it.
It's an old Cherokee legend whereby an old grandfather was talking to his young grandson, and he told his grandson, "Child, there's a fight going on inside me, and it's a fight between two wolves." So he said one wolf was evil and ugly. He said he was all about anger and greed and envy and hate. And then there was the second wolf, and he was beautiful and good. So he was known to have compassion and kindness and gratitude and love. So the grandfather told the child that there was wolves fighting inside him too, and that everybody in the world had these two wolves fighting. So the grandchild was taken aback, and he went into deep thought, and then he piped up and he said, "But grandfather, which wolf wins?" And the grandfather said, "The wolf that wins is the wolf you feed." So basically, it's just about, you know, trying to live with, you know, the good wolf as much as you can.
The wellness class that you did, the event that you did, is that for people who are suicidal, or is it for the families of people who've taken their life and they're bereaved?
Suicide or Survive run a series of different programs. So the wellness program I attended was a one-day workshop, but just was basically for anybody who just needed to, you know, have some tips or skills or techniques just to manage your day-to-day wellness. Just have a maintenance plan, you know, to try and turn a bad day into a good day. Like, we all have mental wellness. It's just a matter of whether it's good wellness or bad wellness. They do actually have programs as well for supporters of people who would be supporting their loved ones through mental health issues. And then they have a very dedicated program called the Eden Program, and that's focused on people who would have had suicide attempts or suicidal ideation. And that's a 6-month program where people would attend that on a once-a-week basis.
God, it's so hard,
now,
isn't
obviously,
it?
With the COVID situation, these community workshops aren't taking place. But Suicide or Survive are running daily, free, live, interactive mental health wellness workshops every day. So basically, you just go onto the Suicide or Survive website and you can sign up for free. And these are just about an hour long each day. They just cover different topics between, you know, stress management, a bit of mindfulness, a bit of meditation, you know, focusing on turning negative thoughts into positive thoughts.
Of all times, this is the time where people are really feeling down, they're feeling stressed, they might be anxious about maybe losing a job. It's the one time that people need that help, and if they can't get out to a place, to be able to log on and have a look there is great.
Well, I mean, the COVID pandemic now has greatly affected everybody's mental health, and no doubt, I mean, there's going to be a huge surge in those looking for help with post-traumatic stress and other mental health issues, you know, and there's going to be a greater need for services like those provided by Suicide or Survive. That's why, you know, I sort of find a purpose in channeling my grief for Stephen. And I've lost other loved ones, but, you know, I'm all about raising funds to support Suicide or Survive and to help them put on these workshops.
Yeah.
You know, to help equip people with life skills and wellness tools.
You said, Lorraine, there, Stephen's death took you all by surprise. You didn't have a clue that there was anything wrong.
Oh, we hadn't an
idea. Looking back,
I mean,
you must have gone over it in your head so many times thinking, because I know they cover this storyline, and I'm bringing this up because I spoke to Shane Ward about this in the show before when he played your man in Coronation Street.
In Coronation
Sorry,
Street,
I can't think of his name. Oh, it's gone. Aidan Connor.
Oh, Aidan.
And like that, it was totally out of the blue, and the family just couldn't understand it.
The character that Stephen was, I mean, we knew Stephen was having a few issues in work, but we just thought it was sort of, you know, everybody has a bad day in work every so often, you know, so we just generally thought that that was that. And I mean, Stephen was a very strong character, strong personality. And like, I know a lot of people say it, but if you were to line up five men and ask who do you think would do something like that, you would never in a million years have thought it would have been Stephen. So it just came totally, totally out of the blue to the family. What happened was Stephen literally didn't turn home from work one day. And Stephen was the type of husband that if he was due home at 7 o'clock, he would have been home at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, he didn't make it home that night. When he didn't turn up, we just thought, oh my God, he's after having a car crash or maybe a heart attack or something
right,
or other.
Yeah. You wouldn't have thought, you know, the way some fellas, you might think, oh, they're gone for a pint with the lads at work or something like that.
Yeah,
you wouldn't
even think that he'd be home.
Yeah.
No. He was a real family man. He'd a wife and a daughter. He didn't drink. Now he wouldn't be one for going to the pub with the lads. You know, he was a really dedicated family man.
But, oh, I can only imagine. You know, I just can't imagine what your family went through and his wife and daughter and everything. And how old was Stephen? It was 3 years ago.
Stephen was he was 43 when he died.
Because you don't often hear about that age group. Sometimes you hear about the early 20s. Somebody in their early 40s, you rarely hear about that.
No, but you just don't know it. I mean, men, the suicide rates in Ireland, there were 412 people died by suicide last year, and three times more men than women died. And again, it comes down to I can't say it's down to the usual, but it's men being reluctant to open up and talk.
Yeah. Women can be great. They'll talk to someone in the supermarket. Do you know, it doesn't matter who you talk to, you'll talk to somebody.
That's it. I mean, we talk, you know, whereas even speaking to my brother and my father now in the aftermath, now my dad would be a bit more open, but my brother would be very much, oh, I'm fine, I'm grand. But, you know, just to try to encourage men that, it is okay to say, look, I'm not having a good day, or, I've got this on my mind, that on my mind. It's not a sign of weakness. In fact, it's a sign of strength, I think, when a man can actually open up, or even a woman. Everybody has these sort of bad days, you know, we're all only human. And especially, as we were saying, you know, during this time, and this is a crazy year that we're living in, and anybody who says they haven't been affected mentally in one way or another, you know.
I remember a good few years ago, was it about 2008, maybe 2009, and listening actually to Ryan Tuberty at the time on the radio. He was talking to a lady, and it was the recession had kicked in. Her husband had lost his job. She was already down to only a few hours in her job. I think she was a beauty therapist, if my memory serves me right. They had a couple of kids, they couldn't pay the mortgage, and they just didn't know where to turn. And I still, to this day, I mean, we're 11, 12 years on, I still always think to myself, I wonder what happened to that family. Did they get through it okay? Because for so many people who, during the last recession, things were just awful for them. They thought they'd never get through it. And then they did. And things became good again. And I think that, you know, with COVID as well, there's so many people worried about that. It will become fine again, but it's just getting through it, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's when you're in the thick of it, you know, and you think, oh my God, there's no way out of this. And I'm the only one that's feeling this way and nobody has as bad as me. You know, it's when you're in those dark, deep moments, you have to dig deep and put your hand up and say, look, I need a bit of help here. You know, we've been through crises before. I mean, as bad as this is, there's a lot of good come out of it in some way. You know, you've seen communities pull together. You've seen where people lived on streets and you wouldn't talk to one neighbour from one end of the week to the other because everybody would be dashing off to work.
Whereas now
we're out chatting to the neighbours, we're playing bingo. You know, there's that sense of community is
there
coming
is.
Back.
And even the fact that parents are feeling a little bit of sense of relief that they're spending a bit of time, more time with their children at home. And how did you deal with it then afterwards? Did you feel angry? Did you feel sadness?
Look, Trina, you go through every emotion under the sun. You know, you're devastated, you're heartbroken, you're angry, you've got 101 questions, you've ifs, whats, whys, but then you get real cross with them and, you know, you just go through so many emotions. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a loss like no other, you know. I mean, people die every day, you know, be it old age, it's your time, car crashes, cancer. But to lose somebody to suicide, it's just a grief that nobody can appreciate until they've actually been there themselves. And then it's the fear that it can leave afterwards, because you're always on high alert, you know, that if somebody else is having a bad day, oh my God, are they going to do? Are they going to, you know, follow that pattern, follow that pattern so over turn again?
There's a weight on your shoulders then, if anybody kind of talks to you about being worried about things, you kind of go, oh God.
Yeah, there is. But I've learned now, you know, and again, it's through doing programs like the programs I've done with SOS. I mean, I was always one for personal development myself, and I've had my own issues over the years. I've been on the cancer roundabout a few times, and that brought about dark days as well. But like that, I've had to dig into my own resources and, you know, dig deep and pull myself out of it. It's a work in progress. Every day is a work in progress, and you just have to dig deep and put your best foot forward and reach out and, you know, avail of the services that are out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, unfortunately, the government for years, there's been criticism about not having the right resources for mental health support. But I hope now, when COVID isn't the top priority, that in time the government will be able to put on these resources, because definitely, you know, notwithstanding the frontline staff, the medics, the nurses, people that have been bereaved, not just through suicide, but I can guarantee the numbers are going to be a hell of a lot higher this year than they were last year. They're being covered by COVID deaths now. But I hope that the government can put the resources in place that people that are going to need mental health assistance.
I hope, you know, so, but I can just see it being cut, though, the whole time. I just think that there's going to be an absolute health system disaster this time next year. It's going to be worse than ever.
All the more reason to fundraise for the likes of charities like Suicide or Survive that are, again, I keep saying, it's the power of the people. The people put their hands in their pockets, and the Irish public have done Trojan work throughout this COVID period, raising for every charity under the sun. It has been amazing. And that's what they'll do again. I mean, we've had an incredible response to this Wolf Run. It's incredible. And the amount of people that are signing up and telling their own stories about lost loved ones and their own struggles. So, you know, I would say to anybody there that, you know, listening there this morning that might be having a few, you know, a few issues, or they might have a loved one that's struggling a bit, go online, check out Suicide or Survive, check out the Samaritans. There's plenty of support services out there.
Lorraine, so the Wolf Run Virtual Challenge, tell us exactly what it is and how we can help you out.
Great. So the Wolf Run, it's a virtual challenge, and it's a very family orientated, easy challenge to do. So basically, you can go onto the Facebook page called the Wolf Run Challenge, and then we have a hosting platform with pop-up races. So if you go onto www.popupraces.ie and search for the Wolf Run, when you sign up, you can opt to run, you can walk, you can cycle, you can hop, you can skip. Basically, you can cover any distance, 2 kilometres, 5 kilometres, 10 kilometres. We've had some 15 kilometres, and we actually have one guy called Steve, and he's actually doing 1,000 kilometres for us.
He's only showing off, Lorraine.
He's showing off. I know, I tell you, this, people have been brilliant doing various long-distance challenges. Whatever suits yourself, whatever your capabilities are. We've had swimmers, we've had cycling, we've had people climbing Crowpatrick. You know, we've had people saying they're taking the children out and the children can't go too far, but can they break it up 2 kilometres every couple of days? And we're happy for everybody to do whatever suits them, obviously within government guidelines and obviously ensuring that they're safe.
Yeah. So they do it in their own time and get onto the website and they can donate that way.
That's it. Also, I should mention that this Wolf Run was to mark World Suicide Awareness Prevention Day, which takes place globally every year. So that falls on the 10th of September next, which is a Thursday. So when we launched the Wolf Run Challenge there in July, we were saying to people that you could do your challenge anytime between the date of signing up and the 10th of September. But due to demand, we're happy now to keep that challenge open up until the end of September.
Oh yeah, keep it going. Get as much money in as you can. Why not?
That's it.
Well,
that's it.
Fair play to you, Lorraine. It's a great thing that you're doing in memory of your brother as well. They say that grief comes in waves. And you seem okay talking to me now, but you could get off the phone now and be in bits now, couldn't you?
I won't be following me either.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you don't know a year down the line, 2 years down the line, how you're going to be. It's such a tough time. And I think it's brilliant that you're using the time to actually raise money and try and help people who are in the same situation as well. Mm-hmm. So fair play to Lorraine.
What I'd say is that, Serena, I couldn't help my brother. I wasn't given the opportunity to help feed him. But if I can, you know, help one person, encourage one person to go to one workshop and not make that one decision, that just changes the whole world. That'll sort of give purpose to, you know, the grief that I'm feeling.
Yeah. Give me the website just one more time in case anyone missed it there.
Okay. So the website is Suicide or Survive. Or www.popperbraces.ie and search for the Wolf Run, or you can go on to Facebook and it's the Wolf Run Challenge.
Okay, Lorraine, you're very good. Thanks so much and the best of luck
in
your fundraising.
Very much, Trina.
Maybe we'll speak to you again and see how you got on. This is
Thanks
Something for the
much,
Weekend.
Trina.
It's Classic Hits.